Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with West Central Valley Superintendent Lance Ridgely about the next fiscal year budget, next year's school calendar, and the elementary restructuring process. You had the budget presentation and the public hearing for the budget. Were there any comments made in the hearing?
No, not really. We went through, Ms. Crawford went through the presentation and talked about the budgeting and where our tax base is coming from, where our tax rate will be set. And so through that process, had some good communication with the board. One of the things we're adjusting is some of the budgeting that we're looking at. We want to make sure that we can be flexible and responsive to our curricular needs next year. So we've added a significant amount of money to that line so that we can make some purchases that we haven't been able to make this year that we'd like to make. Other than that, you know, it was pretty straightforward, shifting some funds from one fund to another. For example, we need to levy a little bit more in management to offset the costs of our early retirements that we funded here in this last year. And so working with that and working with our cash reserve to make sure we kept a pretty steady tax rate. And so the board did approve the budget as presented, and it looks like we'll be right at $14.009 or something like that, or 5 cents. So very comparable to what we've been in the past, which is something that's important.
And you mentioned purchases that the district is looking to do in the next year that you weren't able to do this year. Can you mention some examples?
Well, specifically, we need to develop and address curriculum needs. Part of the process I've been working through as I've gone through the years trying to determine what is the highest area of need, because we have need across our curricular areas. So is it science? Is it social studies? Is it math? Is it language arts? Which one do we want to address first? One of the things the board did approve during the regular meeting last night was the addition of a curriculum director to our administrative staff. So we'll be advertising for that position. That's a position I will seek to share with another district potentially. And that person would be our lead as we go forward, kind of overseeing that process. It's something that our district has had in the past, but it's been several years since an active person has been in that role. And I think our materials and some of our resources for meeting the core show that.
The sharing agreement for boys soccer, was that approved? Or?
The board did approve that last night. Had good conversation, and Mr. Dale from Nottoway Valley joined us with Mr. Doley. And then Coach Gerling was there, and so he was able to provide a little bit of insight. Usually these things are put together a year in advance, but Nottoway Valley had a situation this year that they really needed some help, and so we were able to provide that. I think it's a good opportunity for our program to grow. We'll be at about 30 kids this year. In the past, as we've talked, Mr. Doley and I have talked, we have been at right around 20, 19. Well, in that case, with soccer, you have 11 players on the field. If you're playing a JV game, you've got varsity players that have to fill in those JV roles. It really isn't good for your program. So with 30 kids, we can have a true JV and varsity type situation and help our kids grow.
And then the board, did they approve the next year's calendar?
We did approve a calendar last night. The calendar that was approved will have 172 student days. We will add 15 minutes to the day, and it will include a spring break. That break would coincide with this week, which is the week of March. Today's the 21st. The week of March 16th the next year, I believe, is what we have down. The calendar will also include one day a month that is professional development, and also an early out later in the month. So there'll be, for example, you start in September, Labor Day, and you have 4 days that week. And then the week after, there's a Monday that's a professional development day that the students are off. And then a week later, not the following Wednesday, but a week after, the Wednesday two weeks after, would be an early release, a 1:30 release. There's 5 1:30 releases throughout the course of the year. I believe there are about five, or maybe there's 6 or 7 of the full day professional developments. trying to look at doing things differently with professional development. Why would we want a full day, or why would we need a full day? And why do we need the follow-up day? The full day provides us opportunities to do a number of different learning opportunities with our teachers. Because one of the biggest things that if you look at how to impact student scores, raise the effectiveness of your teachers. So we'll focus on curriculum work. We'll focus on best practice instruction. We'll focus on how do we use technology within the classroom. We'll also focus on our professional learning communities. And that's really a full day right there within those segments. And then 2 weeks later, you have an opportunity to follow up and kind of see how things have gone in the weeks previous, in a shorter setting, more focused on what are those active instructional strategies we're using, what are those techniques we need to change at the elementary level, probably at the K-2 level. One of the things we're going to be evaluating is math, and how do we instruct with mathematics. So having great conversations on a regular basis across grade level teams.
And staffing for the next school year, I guess you've probably talked much about that already, what you're hoping to
do. We talked about the curriculum director. We are going to do a little bit of shuffling within our building. Currently, we have 4 second grade teachers. One of those second grade teachers will only have 3 sections of second grade next year, and we'll have 4 sections of third grade. So there's going to be a little bit of movement within our staff. We will have a kindergarten opening because of a staff move there. So, parents may see some advertising for positions, and really that's just because of some movements that we've had.
Anything else with elementary restructuring you'd like to mention?
We talked about the grade level meetings that we're having and the importance of those and how that process is going. And it's going very well. We're going to work on building trust and getting people to the same places, getting our rooms to look similar so that each second grade classroom has a similar look and feel as it goes through the day, or first grade or third grade or whatever it might be. So we talked a lot about that. We did discuss a little bit the moving process last night. The board's concerned about supporting our teachers in the move. I am concerned about that as well. From a personal standpoint, my wife had to make a move during the school year, and it was very stressful for her, so I want to take as much of the stress off of our teachers as we can, trying to be as transparent, throwing ideas out, making sure that they know that we're thinking about them and want to provide the proper resources for them as they go through that and support them in that.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with West Central Valley Superintendent Lance Ridgely. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.